More visitors are expected to head to Fairbanks in 2015. Interior tourism operators got a preview of prospects for the upcoming season during a recent conference in Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, most of the expected visitor increase is tied to cruise ship and airline industry changes.
Explore Fairbanks President and CEO Deb Hickok is tracking the numbers, including a scheduled increase in cruise ship sailings across the Gulf of Alaska, a route she says enables passengers to extend their journey into the state.
Nearly a 10% increase in capacity for the Cross Gulf cruises this coming summer. So that will translate into more visitors in Fairbanks, pretty sure. Not all of them will opt for a land tour, and some of them will go direct to Denali, but certainly we'll see some increase in guests.
Hickok says the additional sailings amount to about 29,000 more cruise ship passengers potentially coming to the interior this summer. Meanwhile, lower gasoline prices increase the number of visitors who might drive to Alaska, and despite a shuffling of air carriers in recent months, Hickok also anticipates more people flying to Fairbanks.
Airlines are always in flux, and we've worked hard to develop new service here, and it's changing as we speak. But the bottom line is, for summer 2015, we're going to see a 2% increase in capacity to Fairbanks International Airport.
Former summer-only carrier Delta recently announced plans to extend its Fairbanks-Seattle service at least into December, something Hickok says will provide new air travel options.
More capacity out of the Seattle hub is great, and then also Delta's connectivity to international markets is just great right now. We know the international market is growing, not only to Alaska, but throughout the world, and that we have more connectivity to it just is really a good thing.
Service from Delta will also add competition to a Fairbanks winter market currently dominated by Alaska Airlines.
Right now we have Alaska, and then we have charter service from Japan, but other than that, having Delta in the market during the winter is going to be huge.
Hickok shared data which shows a steady multi-year trend of increasing winter visitation to Fairbanks. Summer tourism has partially rebounded from a pre-recession peak, and combined with bigger winter numbers, Hickok says the city of Fairbanks took in a record $4.7 million in bed tax revenue last year. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.